Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
We was about to mess up, right? We was as Scott says, what do you say, Scott? Tore up from the flow up. And the word that we use right now in this day and age is we was, give me the word. Ratchet, thank you. We were ratchet. Oh, but when Yeshua came into our lives, and when the Holy Ghost came, with all that power and all that authority, and transformed us, set us, took us to a whole new different place, a whole new different level, we ain't living the same way we used to live. We live in a whole different way. So that goes to show you that our world can be changed. The stuff that we used to do and the way we used to think. So Yahweh is just saying to the church, I need y'all to change your world. Stop thinking about the things and being consumed by the world. He told us that we have already overcome the world. But there's a lot of believers where the world is still overcoming them. And if you want to be able to walk through that open door, if you want to be able to advance and get the things that Yahweh has for you, tell your neighbor, we got to change our world. It's the kingdom way of doing things. And so what I've been trying to impress upon you all is that in the kingdom, we don't think about stuff the way we used to think. We don't go by the set of rules and all that condemnation that we were under before because we're brand new. He's changed our world. We've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Guess what? That is a place of power. That's a place of authority. That's a place where we're conquerors and we're more than that. So we got to not only live and habitate and dwell there, but we've got to think there. That is where our thinking should take place. And so that's what we've been talking, embracing this change. We've got to embrace this change because we're not going to be able to achieve the things that Yahweh has for us if we don't change our thinking. What are you talking about, Pastor John? Let me show you. Isaiah, Yeshayahu, 55th chapter. And we're going to go to the 7th verse. If you got it, say, I got it. Okay. So it says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought. Why are we specifying thoughts? Because the thoughts are where a whole lot of stuff starts. That's in your thinking. And I'm going to show you later on today, I pray that we have time to get here, but your thoughts, the way you used to think, has no place in this new kingdom world that you're in. Because if you want kingdom stuff, you got to think kingdom. You got to be kingdom. So it's saying, all that stuff that y'all used to think and y'all used to do, forsake it. That means toss it. Get it out the way. Throw it, kick it to the curb. Because it's not going to profit you, meaning that it's not going to bring you anything anymore. There was a time when you thought your slick ways and your, you know, you could maneuver and you could manipulate people, right? You could play mind games, brother. You know how I love you, baby. Right? You would play that mind game. But guess what? That don't work in the kingdom no more. You don't think that way anymore. That old sly, slick stuff that you used to do. It has no place here. We ain't even talking the same language anymore. Hallelujah. Anybody want to embrace the kingdom stuff? Anybody really want that? I got to leave that stuff behind. You used to be a slickster. But now you should be a confessor of the word. We ain't got no slick Christians. Slick believers. That shouldn't even enter into your vocabulary no more. You used to think your whole thing was trying to get over. Right? Yahweh already took you over. You ain't got to try to get over. Only thing that you need to get over is your mind. Your thinking. You need to get over that. But he's already taken you to a place he's done that work. So you got to embrace this change. And so it says, forsake that way. I'm tired of seeing slicksters in the church. Manipulators in the church. It don't fit. It's an oxymoron. What's an oxymoron? It don't fit together. It cancels each other out. This just don't work. So we got to start thinking higher. So forsake, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. So your thoughts are the carrier that start to activate all that other stuff. So you gotta squash that. Amen. Forsake it. And let him return unto Yahweh. And he will have mercy on him. Who needs mercy? I need. Aha, hallelujah. I need it. But the mercy comes because you done what? You got right. You done said, you know what? I got to leave this way of thinking behind. So that's why the word repent that we talked about earlier, and when we first opened up this series, metanoia, it means to change your thinking. To change your mind, to take your thoughts and redirect it to him. Because we had our thoughts directed towards us, what we want to, how we feel. Well, I feel like it should be this way, and I think that should be, hey. In the kingdom, it ain't about how you feel and how you think no more. It's about what his word says, amen. And you ain't gonna get nowhere with the way you think and the way you feel about stuff. Because the king, it says we walk by faith and not by sight. Doesn't mean we walk by feelings. You ain't gonna get nowhere walking by feelings. And we got saints, believers, walking by feelings. Well, I feel it should be this way, and I feel, and I think. Tell yourself, I walk by faith. That's what I walk by. Right? And so it says this, let us forsake our way, return, turn our thinking back, change our mind, and he will have mercy upon us. And to our God, he will abundantly pardon. And then he says in the 8th verse, this is our wellspring scripture, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways. So say this to yourself. He thinks different. Guess what? His ways are different. I should want to pursue his ways. And say this, I should want to pursue his thoughts. Amen. And so some of us struggle with knowing the difference, so that's why we're talking about this. I can't tell which thoughts he is and which is my. We're about to show you. So, neither are your ways my ways, saith Yahweh. For as the heavens are higher than the earth. See, some of us think that there ain't nothing higher than this earth. Why do I say that? Because y'all act like it. You act like there ain't nothing more important than the stuff that you're doing right here. But he says that, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. And my thoughts are higher, what? I don't know about you saints, but I got to go higher. I want to go higher, and I got to go higher, and I'm going higher. That's where I'm headed. So you have to have that same desire, because can't nobody tell me that I ain't going higher, because I know that Yahweh has more for me. I know he has better for me. And guess what? He has the same for you. I ain't nobody. nobody special. I'm just somebody that wants to go where he wants to take me. You show me somebody that ain't going, I'm showing you somebody that don't want to go. But if he knows that you really want to go, he gonna take you there. Do I got some believers that really want to go? I really want to go. And ain't nobody stopping me from going higher. When he tells me in his word that there are thoughts that are higher that are available to me, there are ways that are higher that are available to me, I'm going for the availability. Where are they at? Give them to me. I want them. You got to desire that those things. You show me somebody that ain't desiring, I show you somebody that ain't going up. Ooh. It's the truth, though. You got a desire to go higher. Hey, that's a t-shirt. You got the desire to go higher. Somebody make those up. Scott said, I got it. All right. All right. So we were in Yeshayahu, right? And so that sets the tone for us. We know that we've got to go higher. So there is a way of thinking in the kingdom. There is a way of thinking. There is a way of being in the kingdom. Because if y'all going to spend this time coming to church on Sunday, coming to Bible study, coming to prayer, that means that there has to be something that we're trying to plug into, we're trying to be a part of. And if you really want it, he really give it to you. Because he says that I will give you the desires of your heart. Okay? And so let's go to Philippians. Let's confirm this. So there is a way of thinking in the kingdom. So by the mere fact that I see all of y'all here, by the mere fact that you showed up, means that there's something that we have in common, right? It appears that we want the same things, right? Or we should be desirous of the same thing. What is that? It's the kingdom way. So let's go. Philippians, the third chapter. Philippians, the third chapter. The 15th verse. Ha. Got to say, I got it. If you don't got it, say, I need it. Okay. I'm going to give you a couple more seconds. Philippians, the third chapter, the 15th verse. We got to say amen. Okay. So let us, who is he talking about? He's talking about the church. He's talking about the person next to you. He's talking about us collectively as a body, as a group of people. Let us, therefore, as many as be perfect, and we find it in Hebrew that perfect doesn't mean flawless. Perfect means mature. So as many of us be mature, say mature, or seeking maturity. You know, we got a desire to be mature in the things of him. So let us, therefore, as many as be mature, perfect, be thus minded. What does that mean? That means he's about to tell us how we're supposed to, our mind is supposed to be operating. It means that, hey, you need to be thus minded, meaning that you need to think like this. So as many people, right, as we have here in the kingdom, he's getting ready to tell us we need to have a certain type of thinking. And it says this. And if you be anything, ye be otherwise minded. So there is a kingdom way of thinking, and there is an otherwise way of thinking. Right? I want to be in the kingdom realm of thinking. I don't want to be labeled as, oh, he's thinking otherwise. Because what is otherwise? The world. The way the world thinks. The way the world does stuff. Right? Because we come here for a change. Say, I've come here for a change. That's why I come. I come here to change. I'm not settling for what's out there in the world and the way that I've been living before. I'm coming here because I want something higher. I want something greater. I want something more powerful operating in my life. And so it says, and if anything ye be otherwise minded, Yahweh shall reveal even this unto you. Because I want to know if I'm otherwise minded, or if I'm kingdom-minded. I want to know that I'm making progress in my kingdom thinking, in my kingdom state of mind. Say, I need a kingdom state of mind. That means my thinking is planted in the kingdom. It's not planted in anything else. Because guess what? There's a whole lot of other ways of thinking out there. Ooh, God. Anybody experience some of that bad thinking out there? Ooh, yes, I have. So this is something that we do. And it says, nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained. Meaning, some of us have already been transformed and changed, right? So therefore, we need to what? Walk by the same rule. We need to be walking by the same rule. Let us mind. Same thing. So tell your neighbor, we need to be thinking alike. We need to be thinking alike. That's what we're doing. Because just by the mere fact that you are sitting here opening up a book, we're at 12:39 p.m. in the afternoon on a Sunday, you could be sitting up at somebody's brunch, turning up lobster or something, flipping pancakes, grilling waffles. But hallelujah, you are in the house of the Most High God, trying to achieve a higher way of living, of thinking, of speaking, of being. Amen. So that means that we all have this in common. Nevertheless, us who have already attained this, let us walk by the same rules. What is that rule? The word. Let us all walk by the word. And let us mind the same things. That means that we should be thinking about the same things. That said, instead of you trying to desire a Bentley coupe, you need to be having minded that, you know what, I just want to walk by faith. If I can just walk by faith, I'll be all right. I'm not trying to get my mind stirred up in all the material things and the ways of thinking in the world, right? I want to be able to achieve the things of Yahweh, right? If he says that we are more than conquerors, then I want to walk in my conqueror status. That should be the way that I'm thinking. Okay, so let's go to, and we're about to open this up now in a wonderful place. So we're going to find out how should we be thinking. And this is where I left off last week, 2 Timothy. Woo! I'm so thankful that his thoughts are higher than mine. Hallelujah. And whatever he is telling me that is available to me in the kingdom, I should desire to walk in it. 2 Timothy, first chapter. You got it? 2 Timothy, first chapter, 7th verse. So how do I tell his thoughts from the other thoughts that are swirling around out there? And this is a clue. I'm giving you a clue because we have a ways to go. 7th verse, you got to say, I got it. For Yahweh hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love. So number one, if your thoughts contain fear, if you think in fear, if you shaking in your boots, he didn't give you that. Those are not his thoughts. He did not give you a spirit of fear. But instead, you as a believer should have thoughts of power. Anybody thinking powerful this morning? You thinking in your authority, right? Right? Also, if you got thoughts of slapping somebody upside the head for something that they said to you, those are not his thoughts. Because his thoughts are thoughts of love. If you're thinking about how you can get back at somebody for not paying you back their money, come on, because we got somebody thinking right now, ooh, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to do that. Guess what? Those are not his thoughts. His thoughts are of love. Say, his thoughts are of love. Say, his thoughts are of forgiveness. And so, hey, we got some believers out here holding grudges. Somebody sitting right here holding grudges. Somebody, you thought somebody said something to you, or you thought somebody did something to you. Guess what? Those not his thoughts. do like the Disney movie say, let it go, let it go. Kenny sings that over and over and over again. But tell your neighbor, we got to let that go. Because we want his thoughts. If we keep on filling up our minds with revenge and how to get back and unforgiveness, there ain't going to be room for his thoughts. That's why I got to get all that stuff out. So he's given us a spirit of power and of love. Hey, guess what? Wait. If you have thoughts that you are losing your mind and you're having problems, keep it together, and you're about to fly off the handle, guess what? Those are not his thoughts. Because his thoughts are thoughts of a sound mind. I ain't crazy. I'm solid. I know what I'm thinking. I know where I'm going. Right? So if he hasn't given us the spirit of fear, he hasn't given us the spirit of weakness. He has not given us the spirit of hate. He has not given us the spirit of losing our minds or going crazy. So if you're experiencing any of that, that's not the higher way of thinking. That's not the higher way of living. Amen. That's not the higher way of speaking. You should always be going around saying, hey, I am more than a conqueror through him that loved me. Hey, I'm the head and not the tail. Hey, I'm above and not believe. Hey, I'm a lender and I'm not a borrower. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to be able to lend money. I don't want to be the borrower all the time. Right? That's a higher way of thinking. So he's given us spirits of power, love, and sound mind. All right. So knowing this, say, now that I know this, okay, I'm better positioned for higher thinking. Amen. And so let's go to Proverbs. And for my Hebrew scholars, it is called Mishle, M-I-S-H-L-E. Proverbs is Mishle. Amen. So let's go to Proverbs, the 23rd chapter, or Mishle, the 23rd chapter. Now, I love this second clue that he's given us to us. For he says, Proverbs or Mishle 23:7 says, for as he thinketh in his heart. So what are you talking about, he or she? It's talking about us. How we think in our heart. Now, let's stop. Heart. The Greek word for heart is cardia, K-A-R-D-I-A. And a lot of times we say, oh, the heart, and we're thinking that it's in near the stomach or, you know, down here in the center. When we talk about the heart, we're thinking that it's the muscle that pumps the blood. But in the Greek, cardia, K-A-R-D-I-A, means mind. So it means, for he that thinketh in his mind, right? The center of a man, the soul of a man or woman. So is he. What does that mean? That means whatever you're thinking about yourself, that's what you are. That's who you are, right? So if you're thinking that you're defeated, that's what you are. You're defeated. But if you got a defeated thought in your mind, you're not walking in the power and the authority and the victory that he's recreated you to walk in. You're supposed to be thinking higher. If you think that you're a conqueror, guess what? You are a conqueror. And tell your neighbor, you're even more than that. Because he told us we were more than conquerors, right? So understanding that when the Bible speaks of the heart, it's working in the mind. So let's go this. Go still to James. All right, now we're cooking. James, it's the first chapter. For you Hebrew scholars, what is the name of James? Yaakov. Y-A-A-K-O-V. Yaakov. James, the first chapter. All right. Tell yourself, I got to get this. I got to get this. Okay. So, the first chapter, the 23rd verse. James 1:23. Yaakov 1:23. You ready? For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. That means a mirror. So it means, for if any man be just a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man that's looking at his face in the glass. Check this out. For he beholdeth or look at himself, and then you go away from that glass, right? And straightway you have forgotten what manner of man you were. That means if you're just a hearer of the word and you don't do it, it's like you have looked into a mirror, and then when you walk away from the mirror, you forget what you look like. When he recreated you, come on now, when you are a hearer and a doer of the word, when you look at that glass, you see a man of God. You see one that has been created. Sisters, when you look into that glass, and I know that you're looking into the glass. I know you looked into the glass this morning. And not only do you look in the glass at home, you look in the glass at the car. It's a rear view mirror created to see the things behind you. It's not for you to be putting on your lipstick and your mascara. But when you get in that mirror, you should see a man or a woman of God created in Yahweh's image. And then when you get out of the area of that mirror, you still know what you look like. You still know that you are a kingdom woman or a kingdom man. You know what you look like, because when you see your image, it is his image. When you see yourself, if you are a doer of the word, you should see him. You see, when you see yourself, and when you walk away, you still know what you look like. You still know whose you are. You still know who you belong to. You know that you are in the image of the mighty and living and awesome Yahweh. When you are a hearer and a doer of the word. So when you look into that glass, that tells you, I am a kingdom person. Say it. When you look into that glass, into that mirror, that's who you see. You know what? We got a lot of believers that say, I don't know who I am. I don't know who I'm supposed to be. Well, guess what? If you don't know who you are and you don't know who you're supposed to be, evidently you're just a hearer of the word and you're not a doer of the word. Because doers of the word know exactly who they are. Doers of the word know exactly what they're supposed to be. So you got to do that. And it says in the 25th verse, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein. What does that mean? You hold on to the picture. When Yahweh transformed you, he painted a brand new, beautiful picture of you. When you used to look in the mirror before you were saved, you was ugly. I don't mean in a natural sense, but your life was ugly, it was ratchet, it was messed up. But after you got saved, when you looked into that mirror, there was a Holy Ghost glow. That's who you are! Do you remember how good you felt when you got baptized and came up out of the water and got filled with the Spirit? Do you remember how good that felt? Do you remember how light it felt? You felt light. You looked into the mirror at some point and you said, "Ooh, Father, thank you for saving me," right? When you walk away from that, you should still be able to hold on to that image, right? And that's what it says. Looks into the glass, the perfect law of liberty, and continue therein, he who holds on to the picture, he being not a, let's read it together, not a what? Forgetful hearer. Come on now. Wait a minute. He being not a what? What is a forgetful hearer? You left out of this church and you forgot how you were supposed to be acting. Because the word that just went forth right now, you forgot it. How do I know that you forgot it? Because when you got outside them doors, you started cutting up again, thinking, saying some crazy stuff, doing some crazy stuff. Some people can't even make it out to the parking lot before they start tripping. Why? Because they were forgetful hearers. They weren't even paying attention. They let that word bounce right off their ear. And then when they walked out there, they start acting. And then the other saints say, wait, didn't you just hear what the pastor said? I mean, he just said it. You got to tell, I got to hold on to the word. Say it, I got to hold on to the word. Right? And so I don't want to leave that forgetful here. Who you are and what you say and what you allow yourself to do becomes real clear. You show me saints that don't know what they're supposed to be doing, that means that you're not holding on to the word. You're supposed to remember who you are and what you look like and who you are. So let's go here. Matthew. Oh, wait. Yeah. Matthew, 15th chapter. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Show me somebody who doesn't know who they are, and I'll show you somebody that isn't in the Word. Because when you are in the Word, you know who you are. You know who you're supposed to be. Amen? Anybody know who they are this morning? Anybody know who they're supposed to be? Amen? That's what we're supposed to do. All right. So, Matthew, 15th chapter, 19th verse. You got to say, I got it. For out of the heart. Now, what do we say the heart was? Cardia, the mind. So this is our proof. Out of the heart proceed what? Evil thoughts. Woo. Murders. Adulteries. Fornications. Check this out. Thefts. Say thefts. Say thefts. Some of y'all say, I'm not a thief. No, don't say it yet. You got to think about this for a minute. Out of the mind, it says the heart, but we know it means the mind. Out of the mind proceed what? Evil thoughts. Murders. This is how stuff gets started, right? It starts with what? What you got swirling around in your mind. Your thinking will bring evil thoughts. Your thinking will bring murders. Your thinking will bring adulteries, right? Your thinking will bring fornications. Your thinking will bring thefts. It will bring false witnesses. It will bring blasphemy. Woo! All of this out of the mind? Yes. Showing you a way of thinking. Some of y'all think just because you paid for a movie, you can do too. Because your thinking is that I'm going to get over. I'm already in here. So since I'm in here, praise God, I'm going to get a 2-for-1. That's not kingdom thinking, people. That's stinking thinking. Ooh, I was able to see 3 movies today. And some people even get up and testify about that kind of blasphemies. You bring in that thinking into the kingdom. So from the heart or your mind, thefts. You stole that movie from the movie theater. You stole that movie. You copying CDs? You copying DVDs? You thinking that it's a good thing? No, you just stole. Why? Because it says FBI warning. Any copying or duplication is against the law. But your old thinking says that was okay. But the kingdom thinking says, I ain't going to go that way. I'm going to let Yahweh bless me the right way. I'm going to let him bless me the right way. But that's the change in thinking. Come tax time, you decide to be creative. You ain't got no kids, but you claiming 9 dependents. You ain't got no kids, but you claiming somebody else's kids to live next door. Wow. Because you trying to get some money from the government. You stealing and you cheating. The God I serve does not have to rely on stealing and cheating. The God I serve can give it to me and make it right. Give me a blessing. Give me, as what we're talking about in Bible study, favor. Hey. Anybody got Yahweh's favor? Hey. And guess what? If you got all that stuff going on in your mind and you doing that stuff, you're not in a position for favor. Okay? So I'm just trying to tell you the difference between his thoughts and your thoughts. His thoughts are higher. Hey, amen. So check this out. If you did stay in that movie theater, I'll tell you how you can redeem yourself. When you get out, take $10 out of your pocket, or $12, however much it costs, amen, and find somebody that's standing in line and say, here you go. I want to bless you. And they'll take that money, and then they'll pay for it. That's a good way, I think. Do you agree? Or you have a better way of doing it? You tell me. Or check this out. Go to the booth and tell on yourself. This is what we call it in the kingdom, redeem yourself. Thank Yahweh that there's always an opportunity for you to redeem yourself. Amen. So let's go here. I got to take you here before I leave. Genesis. This is where it begins. And if you are a Hebrew scholar, Genesis is Bereshit, B-E-R-O-S-H-I-T, Bereshit, Genesis or Bereshit, the third chapter. We got to understand where this came from. Where do these swirling, twirling thoughts come from? These thoughts that are lower than us, these sly and slick getting over thoughts. Trickster, slickster. Yahweh help us. Genesis, the third chapter. The 7th verse. If you got it, say, I got it. So let's trace this all the way back to the garden. Let's go back to the beginning. Okay. So it says, and the eyes of them both were open. Who are they talking about? They're talking about Adam and Eve. When the serpent, In serpent's disguise, the enemy, Hasatan, Satan, tricked them, slicked them into eating of the garden, deceived them, right? And so it says, and the eyes of them both were open. And they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Wow. When the thoughts were planted, something happened. Check this out, listen. And they heard the voice of Yahweh walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Can you imagine that? Yahweh just walking in the what? Cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of Yahweh amongst the trees of the garden. Wait. They were frolicking for years. Naked. They were as naked as you please. And it wasn't no problem. Right? Because they were in what? They was in somebody said paradise. They wasn't thinking about being naked, because what? It wasn't nothing to think about. It was nothing but a deal. It was normal to be what? Frolicking naked in the garden. Now, I don't want to hear about y'all frolicking. But here in this state, it was what the way stuff was. There was a way of thinking in that paradise, in that kingdom, that was just wonderful. It wasn't about nothing. It was just about being free, hey, and able to frolic. Hallelujah. But then something changed. Wait. So much so that when they heard him walking through the garden, they was running from him. Why? And it says, 10th verse. And he said, 9th verse. And Yahweh called unto Adam and said, where art thou? Translated today, what's up? Where y'all at? I ain't seen you. You ain't coming to greet me. What's changed? What is different? Where are you? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I will stop. He said he was scared. When Yahweh created him, he did not give him a spirit of fear. My God, where did this word of being afraid come from now? My God, what has changed? Now you telling me you scared? And he said, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. Yahweh said, who told you that you was naked? Years. There was no problem with the way that they were thinking because they were thinking kingdom way of thinking. Oh, but when they crossed over and allowed themselves to be deceived and gave it up, disobeyed Yahweh, now their thinking has changed. So that tells me that they were created to think one way. And when they disobeyed Yahweh and fell into sin, it was now a whole nother way of thinking. Oh, my God. Who told you that you was naked? Who planted that evil thought into your head? Who told you that you should be afraid? Because I didn't create you to be afraid. I created you to have a place of power. So he's telling some of y'all today, who told you that you could be afraid? I created you or recreated you in a place of power. So you should have, being afraid should no be where be in your vocabulary. I didn't create you for that. Who told you that you was naked? Where did that thought come from? Well, in this day and age, who told you that you was defeated? Who told you that you was sick? Who told you that you had to be poor? Who told you that you had to be without? Who told you that you were not more than a conqueror? Who told you that? I know who told you that. The one who all lies come from. Satan, he told you that. I didn't create you that way. Get your life back, y'all. Get your life back. Get your mind back. Get it back. Get it back. Take it back. Take back your power. Take back your victory. Take back your authority. Because he said, who told you that? Why did he say that? Because he said, I did not give you those thoughts. Those are not my thoughts. If you got
any Holy Ghost in you, you better start taking back your authority. You ain't scared no more. You ain't defeated no more. And if you heard it, who told you that? It sure wasn't Yahweh. I don't know about you, but I'm living in my power. I'm living in my victory. I'm living in it. That's my kingdom thinking that he gave to me. And if there's any kingdom people in the house, you better thank him. You better praise him for a new way of thinking. Hallelujah. 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 Yay, Shundo. That's under the basket. Hallelujah. Hey, Shundo. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father Yahweh, we come to you now, your children, right now, in the mighty name of Yeshua. Thanking you and praising you, Father, for showing us, because you said you would show us. You said that you would reveal to us where our thinking was and where it wasn't. Hallelujah. You want us to be in a place of power. You want us to be in a place of authority. You want us to be higher because you called us higher. A place where there is no fear. A place that we can come to you. A place that there is no condemnation. A place that there is no sin. You called us to that place. So right now, Father, we thank you. We praise you for showing us the error of our ways. If we were thinking wrong, Father Yahweh, we're ready to turn it back around again. We want to repent, change our thinking, turn our thinking back to you. If there is a word in our mouth, it is your word. And the enemy, though he tries to plant thoughts of defeat, right now we declare, as children of power, that he is under our feet. He is defeated. He has no place. He has no power. But rather, we're going to walk and talk and live and breathe in the kingdom way of thinking, Father Yahweh. A higher place, a higher plane. You have planted our feet on Mount Zion, and we will not go any lower. Hallelujah. So continue to minister to us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Even when we leave out of this place, that you minister your word, your power, your authority to us. Thank you for it. Praise you for it. We believe it, we receive it, we walk in it, we speak it, and we thank you for it. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Yay, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated if you can, Father. I gotta open it up for just a moment. Because if there's anyone in the house that says, I get it. I get it. I understand it. I know that he has something better for me. I know that he has a different life for me. I know he wants to take me out of this place that I'm in and translate me, put me to another place. It starts with the relationship.